This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, abandoning sin versus repentance when it comes to our Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is an honor to be here in your presence, dear friends. We are talking about how abandoning sin is actually easier than repentance when it comes to our Islamic lifestyle. Now, of course, when it comes to a Islamic lifestyle, one of the things that is necessary, of course, is to abstain from committing sins. Now, sometimes because of the situation that we're in or the world that we live in, or, you know, the kind of lifestyle that we're living, which is usually a un-Islamic lifestyle, there's a lot of things that we tend to forget, and those things that we forget end up taking us away from the Almighty Allah. So asking for forgiveness, being grateful, being charitable, refraining from committing sins, these are various things which we tend to forget, and these are things which, if we do, then we become close to the Almighty Allah. But if we forget to do, then, you know, we become farther away from the Almighty Allah. Now, when it comes to sins, it is something that, you know, we have unfortunately, because of the way the world is being designed at the present day by the forces of shaitan, committing sins has become normalized, when in fact, committing sins is something which is abnormal and it is against the natural order of humanity. Now, sometimes we think that, well, I'll just commit a sin and then I'll ask for forgiveness. You know, in reality, this is something which is very dangerous. One, it is dangerous because it allows us to commit the sin. And two, we kind of assume that after the committing the sin, we will ask for forgiveness. And what ends up happening is that eventually, if this is done concurrently and this is done consecutively, then what ends up happening is that even the repentance becomes watered down. We don't really sincerely repent anymore. It kind of just becomes a habit. And so we further fall into this self-destructive behavior and pattern of committing sins and not asking for forgiveness. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about how abandoning sin is easier than asking for repentance. So, what exactly are we talking about? Well, we left the last segment off with this idea that, you know, sometimes we think that we'll commit the sin because it isn't in our control, which is the first mistake. And then we say that, well, we'll ask for forgiveness and, inshallah, everything will be okay. That's the second mistake. So the first mistake here is that we believe that we don't have enough control. A matter of fact, dear friends, you have much more control than you can imagine. The willpower and the determination and perseverance of every single one of you is incredibly, incredibly strong. You just have to believe in yourself. And the second thing, which was the mistake, was that we think we'll end up asking for forgiveness. You know, perhaps we won't ask for forgiveness. And even if we do, across a matter of time, we end up not really doing a sincere repentance. It just becomes kind of a face-saving type thing. But what is easier than repentance is to abandon sin altogether. Yes, repentance is very important. Repentance is necessary, you know, and it must be done. But there is a preliminary step. And that preliminary step, of course, is to abandon sin, to not commit sin, to not go towards sin. And it is, of course, easier to not go towards sin than to be continuously remorseful and ashamed and regretful because we committed a certain sin. So as we said, avoiding the sin in the first place, avoiding these different kinds of disobedience, against the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the first and foremost and the best step. And if, God forbid, you know, we do end up committing a sin, then, you know, ask for forgiveness and turn towards repentance, and the Almighty, most merciful, most compassionate Allah will forgive you. Of course, keeping in mind that we try our best to not commit the sin again and really try to make amends in our Islamic lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.